Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today we have Jenny Valliere, the Executive Director for the Haywood County Schools Foundation, as a guest on our show. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras Ball, the biggest fundraiser for the Haywood County Schools Foundation that's coming up. And talk to us about that.
Well, this is our 11th year for the Mardi Gras, so it's a great fundraiser that the community has really got behind and supported. Last year was our biggest year ever, and we raised $97,000, and the candidates raised a total of $97,000, which is amazing for our community, for one night for our school system and our kids and our teachers. It's just amazing. I'm so thankful for our community. And
is that the biggest night we had? It's last year.
Yes.
Wow. So you got to top it this year.
Yeah. Well, our trend is kind of that we have a really great year and a record-breaking year, and then we go down a little bit. Then the next year we have another really great, big, record-breaking year. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's really not, it's just about raising money for our schools and our students and our teachers.
And I will say, you know, and I've told you this a million times, but, you know, when you're a principal or a teacher at a school and you call Jenny and the board and she gets with the board and you make a request that, you know, all that money goes to our students and our teachers that need things that they can't be provided for. So this night is about the kids, really.
It is.
And supporting our schools.
It is. And, you know, if it's $1,000 or $97,000, we're just thankful and appreciate every dime. So.
Well, tell us, like, the events of the evening and kind of on February 23rd.
Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be on Saturday, February 23rd. Right. It'll start at 6 o'clock. At Laurel Ridge Country Club, and
how much are tickets?
Tickets are $100.
Is that a couple or person?
It's a person. Okay. Per person, and it is tax deductible. You will get a meal, a great meal that the chef at Laurel Ridge kind of tailors to the Mardi Gras theme. So there's a filet and crab cake combo plate. That's delicious.
Awesome.
Then there's a veggie orzotto plate that I've never gotten that, but everyone who has says it's really good. I just always go to him for the filet and crab cake. But, he does a great job up there for us and serving that many people night. We appreciate Laurel Ridge for their – and they give a really nice in-kind donation for us to have it there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So we thank them, too.
So 6 o'clock. Tell us what's going to happen.
So this year we have 5 candidates confirmed, and hopefully we'll have one more by the night, but our queen candidates this year are Taylor Boyd Willoughby, who is a 5th grade teacher at June Aluska, and I'm really excited because she's our first Haywood County Schools employee who's ever been a candidate.
Yay.
We're on the court, so I'm proud of her. And then we have Celeste Chabanez, who runs the Frog Level Brewery and is a part of Women of Waynesville, who are big supporters of our kids and our school system. And then Brooke Parrott, who is a local real estate agent, and that's our queens. And then our kings are Adam Bridges, who is an insurance salesman from Canton. He came through Pisgah, and him and his brothers are very involved and active in the Canton community and the Canton Lions Club. And then Andrew Ferguson, who graduated from Tuscola and runs Haywood Pharmacy in Clyde.
Awesome.
So we're excited about these guys, and they're going to do great things. I know they're also, they're very ambitious and want to do, all of them want to win. Every single one of them say, well, you know, I'm really competitive and I don't want to lose.
That's awesome.
So
that's part of how the money's raised. If I wanted to vote for a king or a queen, then I could designate my money
to go to a certain candidate. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
And so at the end of the night, we have bankers from Integra, who is our sponsor, that will count all the money, and then we'll announce just the grand total, and then the king and the queen. But even I don't know the individual amounts. That's Integra takes care of all that. So
that sounds like
fun.
A great night. And so I think they do a little skit too.
Oh, they do. It's so fun. We've had everything from a skit to them singing.
Okay.
One candidate was George Strait, and he got up and he played the guitar and sang some George Strait songs. We've had
a little entertainment too.
A little entertainment piece, and it is entertaining. Last year, Stephanie Strickland, who was our queen, she won, and her family, Strick, Stephanie, and then their two children, were the first family. Strick, her husband was Melania, and she was President Trump. So it was just so great. It is so fun, and it's very interactive.
Oh,
and
awesome.
That's the highlight of the night, really and truly, other than the amount that goes to the school system. But, you know, the candidates really go all out for
it. And there's a jazz band at the beginning, mm-hmm. and a DJ.
We have an 18-piece band, a community, the big band, Blue Ridge Big Band. And both of our band directors from the high schools and our middle school band directors are a part of this community band. So we love having them there, and it just sets the tone for a great night when you come in the doors. And then we have about an hour of mingling and enjoying the band. We have a face painter, professional face painter, who comes, and she does a great job if you want a mask painted on or whatever. She does a great job. And then we'll have dinner, and then we continue to raise money all throughout the night. And then the candidates will do their little entertainment piece, processional. And then we'll have the announcement, and our DJ will just open up the dance floor. And it's great fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate you organizing this and the board. Mm-hmm. And I know, like I said again, just a great fundraiser, the biggest fundraiser of the year for our school system.
It is.
So, yeah, so if I wanted to buy a ticket, where would I get that?
Okay, so you can go online to our website, which is hcsf.haywood.k12.nc.us, or just Google the Haywood County School Foundation, and you can go on our website and buy a ticket through the website, or you can call up to the central office, 456-2400, and just ask for me or the front desk. Miss Phyllis will have tickets out there to sell, or you can buy them from any candidate. And they are $100. If you buy them from a candidate, that goes towards their campaign.
Okay.
Right. But we did sell out. The last 2 years, we've sold out of tickets. So it's, you know, if you want a ticket, you can go ahead and buy it. But it's make a donation to the candidate, too, to help them push their amounts up a little bit.
So they can do that, too. They wanted to make a mm-hmm. donation toward a certain candidate.
Absolutely. They can. And yeah, the candidates will take money. Some of them have already been doing fundraising events. They've got some different individual fundraising events planned.
So they even do that prior to this event.
Right, and if you want to designate money to a specific candidate, you can also call me, and I can take it for them. Yeah, so, and we do have tables.
Oh, okay.
You can sponsor a table and have a reserved table. It's $1,000, and you get 8 tickets, and then you get advertising on all the events we do for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Integra is our sole sponsor for Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Integra.
Yes, thank you very
much.
And
have been our sole sponsor for
each one, 11 years. Every single Mardi Gras they have sponsored, and we're so thankful for them.
Absolutely.
For that, because of their sponsorship, the cost that we have in the event is minimal.
Wow.
So, I'm going to say 99% of the funds come right back to the schools and the students. And you know, we use those for different things. We try to stick to our 3 main goals, which are scholarships, grants, teacher recruitment, and employee recruitment and retention, and then needy children, whatever those needs may be. But we stick to those 4 areas with all of our fundraising. So,
well, I'm very excited to attend. Yes. I can't wait.
You're going
to
love it.
So I've got to get some Mardi Gras attire.
Right.
Come on out.
It is. It's, you know, I would say semi-formal to formal.
Okay.
We have everything from gentlemen who come in tuxedos to, you know, very beautiful evening gowns. And then we have just cocktail top and suits. So whatever you feel comfortable in, just come.
All right, we'll see you there.
Yes.
So join us, please. Haywood County Schools, biggest fundraising night of the year, Mardi Gras Ball, February 23rd. It's cold. Come out and have some fun at Laurel Ridge Country Club, 6 o'clock, and call Jenny Valliere for a ticket, 456-2400. And we just want to thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so have a wonderful day, Haywood County, and I'll see you on February 23rd.